When the City of London got involved with the campaign to save Epping Forest, and what was happening in the late 1800s were the Lords of the Manor were trying to claim the wasteland of the manor to develop. And one of the Lords of the Manor was a chap called Maitland in Loughton. And he put through a road right the way through with a view to developing. Down in the south in Chingford, there were other developers who were buying up pieces of land. And the Epping Forest Act came about. A chap called Willingale was one of the main people in favour of retaining the rights of common, which was the right for you to go out and chop wood. And if you look at the trees in the forest, they're called what we call pollarding. And pollarding is when there are deer around. And what you do is you cut off the branches at about 15 feet, something like that. In other words, out of the reach of a deer. So the new growth will start there. And if you have a look at a lot of the trees in the forest, you've got a lovely bark and trunk going up, and then suddenly looking like a hand sticking up. Now, all of those would have been cut every 15 years as your fuel supply. And, of course, people like Willingale, he wanted to retain his right to go and collect his wood. And in some of the parishes, you had to do it on, I think it was New Year's Eve or something like that. And Maitland had the great idea of having a party and making them all drunk so they didn't go out. But he managed to get out with his axe and chop off the tree at the right time, and so retaining the rights. He ended up actually in prison for it. I mean, when you think about it, you know, he was one of the very early people in favour of, you know, preserving the environment and all the rest of it, and actually went to prison for it for a while. But as an end result, the Act was passed. And so you had the City of London people, the corporation, and they decided to have four people locally appointed by the commoners, the people who've got the right to do this, that and the other. And those four are called verderers. And I'm one of the verderers for the northern parishes, and then there are two verderers for the southern parishes.